بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد respected علماء کرام my dear elders brothers mothers and sisters first of all on behalf of our respected حضرت والا شیخ مولانا محمد سلیم دورا صاحب حفظه الله تعالی and all the staff, students, volunteers here at the Islamic Dawah Academy, I would like to extend a warm welcome to everyone to this 12th annual completions of the Qur'an Jalsa and program. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity of participating in such a blessed gathering in which throughout the course of the program inshallah 78 students will be completing their recitation of the Quran, hifz of the Quran in various forms and ways. It is established through the amal of the Sahaba and the Salaf that when they would complete the Quran they would gather their family members and make dua upon this occasion. Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned from Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu regards Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when he would complete the Quran then he would gather his family members together. So they would be busy in their different day-to-day activities. Maybe he would inform them beforehand or when he would do a khatam he would get everyone together and then he would make dua. Hazrat Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi mentions kanu yajtami'una inda khatm al-Quran that people, so in his time and era, Hazrat Mujahid is from the Tabi'in, in his time and era kanu yajtami'una inda khatm al-Quran that when a Quran would be completed somebody would finish their personal recitation of the Quran or maybe their completion of the hifz of the Quran. Then people would get together. And he further says, وَيَقُولُونَ تَنْزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ They would say, so they would, amongst themselves, they would say that rahmat and blessings and mercies are descending upon this gathering. So we are fortunate that in this gathering today, not one Quran is being completed, rather 78 Qurans are being completed. So we can imagine the amount of rahmat which is descending upon us at this very moment in time. So we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this opportunity and first of all rectify our intention because for us to gain benefit from any deeni program that we attend and to become recipient of this rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first thing is the correctness of the intention. It is possible that we may have come because a family member is completing the Quran and we felt obliged to attend this program. Or for some other ulterior motive, if we already have come with the right intention, alhamdulillah, we renew our intention. And if we sign that there is some fault in our intention, then we can correct our intention. And by doing so, we will acquire the blessings and rahmah of this gathering. Second point is that we sit with utmost respect and adab, because this majlis is connected to the Quran. And it is connected to the deen, and this is the adab of any majlis which is connected to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should listen with much attentiveness. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ When the Quran is being read, listen attentively. He does not say فَاسْمَعُوا لَهُ He says فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ which means listen with much attention. And this listening of the Quran is in fact a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, Iqra alayya, read the Quran to me. So he says, I was taken aback and I said that Aqra'u alayka al-Quran wa alayka unzila. That how can I read the Quran to you when the Quran has been sent down upon you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni ashtahi an asma'ahu min ghayri. I wish to hear the Quran from someone other than me. So my desire is that I listen to somebody else read the Quran. And So from this we understand that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would enjoy listening to the Quran. So listening to the Quran is a sunnah and a practice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should ensure that we are not distracted by our gadgets or any other person around us. Those of us who may be listening in at from home, we ensure that when the Quran is being read, we are not talking, we are not busy in any other activity. If we are, then we can turn it off for a short while. So the second thing is that we sit with utmost respect and adab, and we understand the value of this majlis, the qadr of this majlis. In one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, "Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah, yatluna kitab Allah wa yatadarasunahu baynahum." That when people gather in one of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they recite the Quran, somebody is reciting, some people are listening, they are teaching and learning. Illa haffatuhum al-malaika wa ghashiyatuhum ar-rahmah wa nazalat alayhim as-sakinah wa dhakarahum Allah fi man 'indahu. That when they do this and they are in this noble act which we are carrying out at this particular moment in time, which we will be doing over the course of the next few hours, then haffatuhum al-malaika, the malaika, they surround this gathering. Wa ghashiyatuhum ar-rahmah, and rahmah and mercy envelopes them. Wa nazalat alayhim as-sakinah, and tranquility and peace descends upon them. And most of all, وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of these people in the majlis and the gathering of the malaika. So imagine how fortunate we are to be seated here today, to be given this tawfiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be present in this gathering. We once again thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to fulfill the adab of this majlis and accept this amal from us, from all of those students who have completed the Quran.